A hospital nursing director spots a pattern that's killing patients, literally. Physicians are making preventable errors, but addressing this means challenging people far more powerful than she is. Does she stay quiet and keep her job, or speak up and risk everything? This moment captures what real leadership looks like, not the polished speeches or corner offices, but the gut-wrenching choice to raise issues everyone else wants to ignore. Most leadership failures don't stem from incompetence or bad intentions. They happen because smart people treat every problem like a broken machine that needs fixing, when what's actually required is something far more uncomfortable, asking people to change how they think, what they value, and who they are. Here's the trap that snares even brilliant leaders: assuming every problem has a solution waiting to be discovered and implemented. When your car won't start, you need a mechanic with the right knowledge and tools. The problem is technical: clear cause, established solution, expert fixes it. But what happens when a law firm built on individual rainmakers must transform into a collaborative team to survive? Suddenly, you're not fixing a machine. You're asking successful people to abandon the very behaviors that made them successful. This is an adaptive challenge, and it operates by completely different rules. Adaptive challenges require people to change their priorities, beliefs, habits, and loyalties, the very things that define who they are. When a healthcare organization implements electronic records, the technical part goes smoothly. Then everything stalls. Physicians resent documentation time. Nurses worry about losing patient connection. The real challenge isn't technological. It's asking everyone to reimagine how they work and what they value. Organizations resist adaptive challenges because they require loss. That product-based company shifting to services, it's asking engineers who built careers on technical excellence to become relationship builders. People don't resist change itself. They resist the losses change demands: status, competence, identity, or simply knowing how things work. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Systems function exactly as designed by those with most influence. Every organization is perfectly aligned to achieve its current results. That nonprofit with constant turnover, managers secretly prefer the revolving door. It keeps salaries low and prevents staff from challenging decisions. The system isn't broken. It's delivering what powerful stakeholders unconsciously want. People aren't resisting because they don't understand. They're resisting because the current system serves their interests. We've been sold a lie that leadership equals authority. Get the promotion, earn the title, gain the power to lead. But authority comes with a contract. People grant you attention and support in exchange for something specific: solutions, direction, protection, order. Step outside those boundaries and the authorization evaporates. Here's the trap. Organizations reward operational excellence with promotions and call it leadership. It's actually a way of keeping talented people safely contained. Real adaptive leadership requires challenging the expectations of the very people who authorize you. It means disappointing them, carefully, strategically, but inevitably, without pushing them over the edge. The word leader comes from an Indo-European root, meaning the person who carries the flag in battle. That person usually died first. When that hospital nursing director raised patient safety concerns about physician practices, she had formal authority over nurses. But addressing the real problem required exceeding that authority, creating tension with powerful doctors who expected her to stay in her lane. The most treacherous terrain involves managing conflicts within your authorizing environment. A school superintendent implementing reforms must carefully sequence which stakeholders to disappoint and at what rate: parents, teachers, board members, community leaders. Move too quickly and you alienate everyone simultaneously. Move too slowly and the dysfunctional status quo persists while your credibility erodes. This explains why people in authority often struggle with adaptive challenges. They're expected to provide solutions, not point out that the community itself needs to change. Adaptive leadership means navigating disturbance while managing yourself in chaos. Like a pressure cooker, you need enough heat to transform ingredients without causing explosion. The goal? Maintaining productive disequilibrium, enough discomfort to motivate change without overwhelming anxiety that triggers shutdown. The paradox? Adaptive challenges require raising discomfort to motivate action. Too comfortable? No change. Too much pressure? Panic and retreat. A manufacturing company facing international competition learned this balance. Downplaying threats bred complacency. Intense pressure drove away talent and created blame spirals. Only when they balanced honesty with structure for addressing challenges did adaptation begin. The path through adaptive challenges resembles a bumblebee's erratic flight. Work avoidance emerges, focusing on technical aspects, creating distracting conflicts, blaming authority, forming committees that diffuse responsibility. All predictable. People need periodic relief. Success requires unnatural patience. A financial services executive watched early adopters later resist while initial resistors became champions. His willingness to adjust timing while maintaining focus enabled adaptation. Living in disequilibrium means tolerating criticism, managing anxiety, and resisting the urge to force solutions or abandon efforts when progress stalls. Every human group has politics, the fundamental process of determining who gets what, when, and how. Understanding this landscape is essential for adaptive leadership, yet we often view resistors simplistically as protecting turf or lacking understanding. When superintendents wanted to extend the school day, they dismissed teachers' unions and custodians as simply not wanting to work harder. This contempt blinded them to legitimate concerns, preventing burnout, preserving preparation time, ensuring proper maintenance. Behind every resistance lies a value worth understanding. No stakeholder operates alone. Union representatives answer to members who selected them, families depending on them, and peers watching with expectations. When you ask someone to compromise, you're asking them to risk rejection from their home community. Like vegetables in a stew that must give up some qualities without losing their essence, stakeholders who compromise hear whispers, "You've sold out." This fear of betraying loyalties drives resistance more powerfully than any logical argument. Resistance stems from fear of losing something important, deeply held beliefs, or simply predictability. People often hide potential losses because they sound self-serving, so they frame resistance differently. By mapping this political landscape, values, loyalties, losses, and hidden alliances, you design interventions addressing real concerns rather than imagined resistance. This isn't manipulation, it's respect for human complexity. You can't lead adaptive change while running on empty. Burnout destroys judgment, fractures relationships, and damages health. Yet leadership stress peaks precisely when you're most likely to neglect self-care. Resilience comes from sustaining relationships, not just inner strength. Cultivate confidants outside the system you're changing. Friends, family, coaches, or therapists invested in you rather than your issues. They help you distinguish your role from yourself and identify counterproductive patterns. When your needs for love and affirmation are satisfied in private life, you're less likely to act them out at work through seeking validation or approval. Your body is essential for leadership, not just as a vehicle for your brain, but as an instrument for reading situations. What seem like luxuries during intense periods, walks, workouts, time with loved ones, become essential fuel precisely when they feel hardest to prioritize. Create sanctuaries, spaces and times to reflect and prepare. Weekly planning sessions, meditation, walks, worship, anything that helps you step away and recalibrate. Invest your need for meaning in multiple spheres: personal and professional life, community, exercise, friendships. Don't get lost in grand visions while missing tangible daily transformations. Leadership isn't a destination. It's a daily practice you refine, but never perfect. It demands courage to face rejection, overcome constraints, and inspire others through setbacks. The constraints holding us back are deeply human: conflicting loyalties, fear of incompetence, uncertainty, fear of loss, and lacking stomach for the journey. Leading adaptive change means refashioning loyalties through honest conversations with people whose expectations you can't fully meet. It means stepping into unknown territory, experiencing incompetence as evidence you're addressing truly adaptive challenges. This work requires an experimental mindset involving risk and potential failure. Broaden your definition of success beyond binary outcomes. Set clear benchmarks to track progress. Manage expectations by framing the journey honestly. Build resilience gradually to avoid burnout. The path offers something profoundly meaningful, helping people and organizations thrive amid challenge. Not by having all the answers, but by asking better questions. Not by avoiding conflict, but by channeling it productively. Not by protecting people from discomfort, but by helping them navigate through it. Your role isn't to be the hero with all the answers, but the catalyst who mobilizes others to discover answers together. This work asks you to exceed your authority without losing it, to disappoint people without abandoning them, and to maintain hope without succumbing to naivety. The reward is the deep satisfaction of making a difference that matters.